There's a whisper in the water with the wisdom to impart. Restart, be your own work of art.
I want to say welcome, Kurt Elling, to our new Kuvo studio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Happy to see you again.
Well, you've collaborated with so many wonderful people like Danilo and many, many others. But now you're collaborating with Charlie Hunter mm-hmm. on a new CD, Super Blue. And I know you performed with him on his Songs from the Analog Playground, which is one of my favorite Charlie Hunter nice. CDs. But tell me about working with Charlie Hunter on this CD.
Well, Charlie and I have known each other a whole bunch of years, and anybody who's out there who pays attention to guitar and stringed instrument things knows that Charlie is some kind of ridiculous phenom. I mean, I don't think anybody understands how he plays bass and guitar on the same neck of the same axe at the same time and gets away with it and sounds so killing on it. But he knew these young studs up in this band, Butcher Brown, based out of Virginia. And during COVID, we couldn't see each other. We couldn't get together. We wanted to make something. So he went up with Corey Von Cronville and DJ Harrison, and they laid in a bunch of tracks, and they found a bunch of grooves and made some likely chord changes, and then they just sent me the tracks, and it was on me to come up with everything else, from the melody to the lyric to the background voices to the wherewithal, And then we got together, Charlie and I, and we mixed the darn thing. And I'm real happy with it. And so we're trying to push that new sound. It's a very big kind of a departure for me sonically, but it's also something that's been within my orbit, this kind of backbeat thing for throughout.
Well, it sounds great, and you just sound like you're very comfortable in that environment, and that's one of the things I admire about you is that, you know, you're not stuck in one pocket. You go out and you explore, and your lyrics are just incredible, and thank you very much for adding poetry and all of these wonderful things
thank
to
you.
Your music, because it makes a difference. And I always tell our listeners to listen to the lyrics of our songs because there's a message there.
There you go.
And on Super Blue, you are also paying tribute to Jack Kerouac.
Yeah.
And David Amram is a big fan of Kuvo, and he comes here. Well, he hasn't been here for a while, but he used to come here every year
right.
to celebrate the On the Road.
Sure.
And just tell me a little bit about some of the music that you chose for Super Blue.
Well, there's a track on Super Blue called Dharma Bums that is a direct tip of the hat to David Amram and to Kerouac and the boys. It's a little bit of an updated vibe. Just in terms of, you know, now it's 2021, but it sure does tip the hat in that direction and looks for that same gleeful, foolish, crazy, saintly idiocy that they tried to get together.
Right. Well, why don't we listen to a track?
Sure.
We're going to listen to Sassy. Will you set it up for
sure,
us?
Sure, this
please?
Is a little tribute to Sarah Vaughan, although it doesn't sound anything like Sarah Vaughan. We sort of made a cosmic Sarah Vaughan. Dig, you really want to flip your lid? Step up and give a listen to the singer. Paper square, say a prayer. When money's stiff, she'll make it on a riff. She turns a major into minor cool. All over town, she is renowned. Woman, the crown jewel of sound.
You're touring just a little bit now.
We're dipping our toe back.
You're dipping your toe back in.
We'll see what parts of the world stay open for us.
So I was looking at your website and checking out the gorilla notes, and those are older notes that you took.
Yeah, they are.
But when I was reading about all of your traveling and all of you just beating the pavement to get out there, and then with the pandemic, all of a sudden you're home and you're not going anywhere. So did you enjoy your time with the family?
I definitely tried to make the most of it. I got a lot of writing done. I got to hang out with my son quite a bit and my daughter. I got to drive my wife crazy, which had its own thrills. you know, we tried to keep busy, tried to keep sane, tried to stay on my meds, all those kinds of things. Happy to be out again.
Right, right. Well, I know that you have a live radio drama, The Big Blind, mm-hmm. that you started, I think, in 2019. You were at Jazz at Lincoln Center.
Yeah.
But are you going to be performing that? Are you bringing that?
That's coming out again. We're doing a version of it at the Detroit Festival coming right up. And my collaborator, Phil Goldston, and I have been writing and rewriting, and we've been reimagining and trying to shorten, because we both have logorrhea. So we need to have fewer words so we can get the silly thing done on under 2 hours. So it'll happen again in Detroit, and then we're gonna see where we can take it next.
And did you listen to the radio a lot as a young person?
Oh, I did, for sure. Oh, yeah, all the time. Radio, yeah. Red hot.
What were you listening to?
I was listening to, CBS. They used to play those CBS, the overnight mysteries and things like that. They did a lot of reruns in Chicago back in over the day. But also Larry Lujack, and I was listening to Boogie Check, and trying to be cool and find out what people who were then hip teenagers were listening to. Yeah, you know, Chicago radio.
Yeah. And you you moved back to Chicago in 2020, and you were in New York for what, about 9 years?
We were there
something?
12 or 13 years.
Yeah. So did you always know that you wanted to go back to Chicago?
Well, we had planned on, you know, we'd only planned on being in New York for a year, but it's such a playground, and we made so many beautiful friendships there and developed some family relationships there, and there was no reason to pull the plug on anything. Between COVID and my daughter got into a great, great high school, an arts high school in Chicago, so we wanted to support her. The timing, it was just sort of multiple timings of things that magnetized us back to home.
You've collaborated with Phil for a long time. Tell me a little bit about Phil.
Phil Goldston?
Yes.
Phil is a great co-writer friend. People will know him from his most famous composition. He co-wrote Save the Best for Last for Vanessa Williams. But he's also been involved in, and he's got a long, long track record of writing pop hits. And so whenever I need something that's needs to be reined in, something that's not going to be an extravagant thing of so many words where I just let myself go, or if it's a vocalese thing where I've got to write so many words anyway, if I need something that's more tailored, if you will, then I go to Phil, and he helps me out with that kind of a stuff, and we try to find the right, precisely the right words.
You guys work beautifully together.
Thank you.
You do. Let's listen to another tune from Super Blue, and this one is a Carla Bley composition. Mm-hmm. Would you set that up for us, please?
Sure. This is Carla Bley with a original lyric of mine, and let's see. We recorded this some years ago with Branford. With Branford Marcellus on the record, The Questions. And I knew that there was more in it. There was more in this composition for us to fool with. And I asked Charlie and the boys to give me a different groove on this. And they sure did come through.
Afloat and all at sea. The stars align in threes. They're so fine and free in blue.
Kurt Elling with Charlie Hunter, DJ Harrison, and Corey Fonville. So, moving back to Chicago, I wondered if you would just talk a little bit about the Green Mill. I've been to Chicago, but it's when I was a little kid, so I didn't get to go to the Green Mill. But the Green Mill, kind of your stomping ground when you were getting started.
Yeah.
So, are you happy to be closer to it now?
Oh, definitely happy to be closer. I haven't gone over there to just hang and hang and hang for hours at a time. You know, the COVID thing is still on. And you just don't know what's real and what's not at this point. But we've got a couple of nights coming up. August, I want to say 21 and 22 will be there with the band. So I'm going to have to knuckle under and get it happening by then. But it's a beautiful spot. It was built more than 100 years ago now, and it's survived everything from, you know, prohibition to, you know, the 100-year-ago pandemic to this one to, you know, World Wars One and Two to everything in between, you know, the Depression. And it's still kicking, and it's a glorious, glorious spot.
So tell me, what's on your mind these days?
What's on my mind?
Yeah, I mean, I know that you've been... Oh, that's a loaded question. Sorry.
Well, no, it's just a whole lot. I mean,
well, no,
what's
I mean,
on
just,
my mind?
Just, I mean, you've done so much to... just like so many other people, like Nina Simone and Oscar Brown Jr., who talk about what's happening in our society. And you've done a lot of that with your recordings.
I've done some. I mean, I'm not a big hero like the both of them. But I mean, you know, we're in a jam. I mean, clearly we're in a jam in from about 10 different directions. And, you know, I partly wanted to aim Super Blue, this current record, in the direction of a little bit more joy, a lot more pulling together. Something people can dance to after everything that we've been going through. You know, we need to address the real issues that are at the heart of it. And there's a couple of cuts on here that go to that. We talk about, you know, QAnon and crazy stuff like that. But also just to kind of lift people up at this point. I mean, while I'm not heroic like Nina Simone or Oscar Brown Jr., I mean, I am aware that I'm singing to a particular moment in time. I'm grateful to people for audiences for, you know, giving me their attention. And I need to respect that with the highest quality material that I can put across, both lyrically and melodically, harmonically. So, you know, sometimes I try to sneak a little thing in. Sometimes it's a little bit more overt, depending on the headlines of the day. But really what I know that we need more than anything else is to overcome our animosity toward one another, get a clear sense of reality, of the jam we're in vis-a-vis the climate, the threats to our future and the ecology, the threats to the future of the nation, some of which are coming from within at this point that are pretty profound. And we need to pull together or we are going to pull apart. So that's real.
Well, thank you for just lending your voice to that. I appreciate it, for
thank
one.
You.
We're going to close and end this interview with one more tune. But, Kurt, thank you very much for stopping by.
Well, thank you, Susan.
It's just a pleasure to see you again. And we're going to listen to Manic Panic.
Epiphanic. That's right. This is the encouraging track. It encourages you to feel encouraged.
All right. Kurt Elling on KUVO Jazz.
Girl, don't act so manic. I promise you we're gonna be fine. Ain't no need to panic. I'm telling you we'll get our chance to shine.